This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
The Swan Song. Music.
But she looks just like a mom.
Interviews with academics and activists.
You know, we're humans. We need that subjective satisfaction that art gives us.
The BC industry for marijuana is huge.
Climate change is real. It's happening. It's caused by humans.
This is The Swan Song. Greetings and salutations. You are listening to The Swan Song. How you doing? This week, I speak with McKenna Ruddy, a survivor of intense bullying and social exclusion. McKenna grew up with severe anxiety and depression, which intensified after she started getting bullied when she was about 8 years old. The bullying followed her throughout elementary school, into high school, and McKenna even transferred between multiple schools during this time, elementary school and high school, in order to escape her bullies. But when she succeeded in losing one bully by moving away or moving to a new school, another always seemed to materialize. This interview highlights McKenna's struggle to find her sense of self-worth and the emotional anguish she experienced at the hands of her schoolyard tormentors. One more track right here. Here is McKenna with that story.
So my name's McKenna Reddy. I'm 22 years old. I am from Markham, Ontario, which is just about 25 minutes north of Toronto, and I'm a survivor of bullying.
You experienced severe anxiety and depression when you were a child. So
yeah.
Do you know where these feelings of depression and anxiety originated?
So to be exact, anxiety and depression kind of runs in my family to begin with. So it's something that I always grew up with. I always feared going to school for no reason. And then once I went to school, I then realized that people could be really mean. And that just made my anxiety and depression so much worse. And it was really hard to basically live with and go through day by day, and from moving schools especially. I didn't move to different, like, towns or cities because my family couldn't afford different areas. So I changed through a lot of public schools and high schools so that I could basically start over. But unfortunately, each time I went to each school, that wasn't the case. So I was just changing schools because people would generally just make fun of me right off the bat. I was generally an overweight kid, just a little bit different, more of kind of like a tomboy kind of type, and people would like just call me bad names and just make things really rough physically and verbally. And my escape route was to change different public schools and high schools for my own sake, to see if I could meet new people and start over.
And that must have created feelings of loneliness and isolation, because after changing a couple schools and the result being more or less the same, I can imagine that the pattern might have become a little mentally detrimental after a while.
Oh, for sure it did. It was a huge problem with me. I never really thought highly of myself to begin with, but after changing schools and going through the same experience through each school, I couldn't help but ask myself the question, what's wrong with myself? And, of course, there was nothing wrong with me. It was just people being mean. And then, of course, being lonely at the time, it was very depressing as well, not having that source of friends to be able to distract myself or let out feelings to them. I tried to stay active with playing sports, and I was very aware of my weight, because the word fat would come out on a daily basis from people. And basically, when I look back at myself, I was just trying to be who I was, but no one would accept me, basically. And I had like short hair. I wore a lot of black, and I was very much into, like, dinosaurs and, like, cars, and people weren't very accepting of that.
So you're at a school, you're trying to make friends. Did you try and go out of your way to approach different people to be friendly, or were you more introverted and scared of making that initial social interaction for fear of rejection?
I was definitely scared. I had a very hard time just saying hello to people, and I would even think if I walked by a group of people, if they laughed, that it was about me. So I had a very hard time having that courage to be able to take that initiative to speak to new people, and that just also made it a lot harder to push myself in that right direction.
What is your parents' reaction? What are they saying to you to comfort you? Are they trying to help you cope in any way? What's their strategy to try and take care of their child?
It was a huge struggle. At the time in public school and high school, they actually weren't aware of me being bullied because I kept it to myself a lot, and I still deal with the long-lasting negative effects now. So my parents they're really good about it. They're very positive, very influential. They're all about me doing what's good for myself and doing what makes me happy.
But if you're changing schools so regularly, then your parents must have had an inclination that you were having trouble making friends and that there was this social tension between you and your peers at school.
Yeah. So that was something that I was actually kind of worried about at the time when I was switching schools, because I was actually really embarrassed about getting bullied. It was something that I didn't really know how to talk about. So when I would want to switch schools, I would just tell my parents that I didn't like the school, I didn't like the teacher, it wasn't the best fit for me, and then I would totally leave out the emotional concept of what was really like going on.
So you're at school, you're being bullied. What are some of the things that people are saying or doing that are making you feel oppressed and bullied?
People would call me fat, ugly, they would shove me, they would spread rumors about me, and then there was a few people who tried to get people to turn on me, the ones that I had actually developed a little bit of a friendship with, especially in high school, that would just go downhill. It was just basically whatever I kind of did wasn't really good enough for people, and there was just a lot of rumors and a lot of verbal bullying.
What was one of the rumors?
There was rumors about me hitting people, basically me being the bully when I was being bullied myself. And people would just try to play the victim and try to make me look like I was a huge monster, because I guess they felt they could take advantage of me being overweight, not being the prettiest girl. So they kind of just put everything together and just kind of made me a huge target.
So I think everyone has a few really clear memories from their childhood that they remember to be embarrassing or painful. Do you have one specific memory of being bullied that's particularly vivid and that you remember to be as traumatic?
Yes, there was actually a time in public school where I decided to join the choir, and we all had to audition to be in the choir, and we had to audition in front of all the other students who wanted to audition as well. And I got up and I slipped on some words for the song that I was singing, and I was very nervous, very shaky. It was a huge deal for me to actually stand up in front of people, and I was really proud of myself up until that moment of slurring up some lines, and then everyone started to whisper and laugh, and then all of a sudden people were going on about my physical attributes for some reason, and then I left mid-performance and I went home.
I feel like on some level, bullying almost seems instinctual to children. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens everywhere to some varying degree. So where do you think, from your experience, this schoolyard ritual comes from?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure. I feel like it's a lot of competition between kids. A lot of kids don't really know what exactly they're saying or they're doing. They're hearing a lot of words, seeing a lot of actions from their older siblings, TV, kids around them who also don't have the best role models in their lives, and it just kind of spreads among kids. I feel that people, especially children, have this huge pressure to fit in, and which unfortunately requires a lot of being mean to other people to prove that you fit into this other group. I think a lot of the time it's a huge game to children, and I think that they really don't know the extent of what they're saying, but I truly do believe that it comes around from the people around them.
So today, do you have any emotional scars from this experience being bullied as a child?
Absolutely, I do. I still have a very hard time sometimes going out in public. Sometimes I have good days. Other times I have really bad days where I really have to push myself to get out. And then there will be the odd time where I may think that somebody's talking about me, laughing at me when it has nothing to do with me. I also had a huge anxiety attack last year and the year before because I was dealing with some bullies, some falling outs, and just a lot of things coming all down at once. And I believe that everything just all kind of came together, that the anxiety just kind of exploded in a sense. And all of a sudden I had developed this extreme anxiety where I could not leave my house, I couldn't work, all I was doing was I couldn't get out of bed, I wasn't sleeping well, and then if I was, I still couldn't get out of bed, and I feel like that all kind of gathered up from all the past years, so I feel like I am still dealing with all that stuff for sure. I still have anxiety, I still have depression, I find that tasks are hard for me still.
Being called fat and ugly on a daily basis, that's obviously going to take a psychological toll on anybody,
yes.
Which I think would have a negative impact on your schooling. So did this constant ridicule affect your high school education in any way?
It did. For a time, I stopped going to school, and there was never a time I went to school 5 days a week. It just was too much for me. I couldn't do it. I had ended up failing a few classes, actually. My grades weren't the best. I was missing a lot of school. Very lost, for sure, in high school.
So during this time, you're being bullied. You're having trouble making friends. Your schooling is suffering. What are you doing to bring yourself joy? Like, is there any source of joy in your life, whether that's maybe an individual activity or project that you had that you were working on? Like, what was bringing you a sense of joy, if anything, at this time?
There really wasn't much of anything. I went through a lot of weight problems where I was losing a lot of weight very quickly, and then I would gain it back very quickly, and I feel like that took up a lot of room where I could have allowed joy in my life. At the time, there really wasn't any joy at all. I had thought about suicide a lot because I just felt like I couldn't escape.
I feel like an experience like this, and I really do think that what you experienced is an extreme case. Like I said, I think everybody's gone through some sort of bullying at some point in their life, but it very well could be momentary or short-lived. But because
yeah.
You had such a prolonged experience with being bullied, depression, anxiety, do you feel that you were forced to mature quicker than other people because you're constantly dealing with this existential narrative within yourself, contemplating suicide, wondering who you are, where your value lies as a person?
Oh, for sure. I constantly felt like I had experienced a lot more for the age I was. In a sense, I almost felt like I was aging a lot more quickly, especially with dealing with the anxiety and depression. I would just look at myself in the mirror and I just looked exhausted, so sad. I was breaking out a lot. I was starting to become sick a bit. It was all around terrible. And, yeah.
So in 2009, you decided to make a lifestyle change. So what steps did you take to improve your quality of life?
That was the year I graduated high school. I all of a sudden felt free in a sense that I was going to be no longer around those people who made fun of me on a daily basis. And I decided to sit down and realize that something needed to be changed. I also had decided at the time that I was going to take a year off of school while some of my other friends were going off to university and college at the time. And I think subconsciously, because I knew I wasn't going to school for a year, that brought joy. I wouldn't have the fear of people calling me names every day. I would have more relaxation time. And so that made me happy, being able to not be around so many people, especially so many negative people. And I decided that I needed to meet new people in my life to start another new beginning with getting my first job. That helped me a lot. Some of my coworkers that I had worked with were brightening my day up. I was able to open up to them about what I'd been going through, and there was just a lot of different variety of people that I was able to meet, people with different stories, and that was really, really, really refreshing for me. And I was able to finally get my mind off of a lot of the negative things that were going through my mind, and I had decided at that point that I was going to not only be healthy emotionally, but also physically. And I decided at that point to eat healthier, to exercise, and I had something to kind of look forward to now with going to this, my first job that I had had, with these new people that had basically accepted me right at the start.
So you were at your heaviest, 200 pounds, lost 70 pounds, down to 130. So you're meeting new people at work, you're taking care of yourself physically, which is going to contribute to a more healthy mental state as well. So 2 years after, though, when you decided to make this lifestyle change in 2009, 2 years later in 2011, you found yourself facing further adversity and anxiety. So what happened?
It almost felt like one day I woke up and everything had changed. Unfortunately, I've always felt in my life that things haven't always been very permanent. And when I had met those people at work, that was the best year of my life. And basically, I was working at Blockbuster and the company shut down. And after that, I think that's when things started to get worse for me, knowing that I wasn't going to see those people all the time. And everyone started to move away that I had been working with. So I all of a sudden felt like I had started right at the beginning again, like I had felt like in high school and public school. And it almost felt like that whole year of joy and happiness and acceptance almost in a sense didn't happen. And I think that at the time, because I was still younger and I didn't really know how to kind of cope with that kind of stuff, being able to be happy on my own, I was always very dependent on other people for happiness, because since my whole life I had felt that no one had accepted me. So I became very attached.
So from this, after you lost your job, you started to develop obsessive compulsive habits.
Yes. So that mostly started last year. And that was basically when I had woken up one day and all of a sudden had developed OCD. It was very tragic, of course, because with feeling like I just woke up and all of a sudden had this different obstacle to deal with, I was very confused. I was showering like 5 times a day. I was crying. I stopped eating. I couldn't get off the couch again. I was changing my clothes like 10 times a day. I couldn't touch the walls in my house. I couldn't sit on a chair. It was really difficult for me and just really emotionally draining. I started to experience really bad chest pains because it was becoming very stressful. And when I had actually seen someone to talk about it, I had asked the question, why did this arise from nowhere? It just felt like it had suddenly approached me. And sometimes it is common to hear of these disorders approaching people after long-lasting negative effects from bullying, things that have happened in their past.
So what's actually going through your mind, or what are you feeling when you're washing your hands for the 20th time that day, or taking your third shower?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you analyzing it in your head, going, this is weird, I have an obsessive compulsive habit, I'm irrationally afraid of germs? Or are you just feeling a sense of relief while you're doing it? Like, what's actually happening internally within you?
When I would stand there and I would wash my hands, the only thoughts that were going through my mind were if my hands were clean enough, if I needed to pump the soap another 2, 3, or 4 times. And the thing that usually went through my head most when I would be showering, washing my hands, is if I was doing my rituals correctly, if I was worried to get out of this routine, because I felt if I left this routine of washing my hands being clean, that I would all of a sudden feel like I would get sick, or I would contract something like a wart. It really started to take over my life.
So eventually, to address this anxiety, depression, this obsessive-compulsive disorder that you developed, you decided to take antidepressants, and you spoke with a counselor.
Yes.
Did this improve your mental health, taking these steps?
It did, and it didn't. It has helped moderate it. I have gotten better for sure. I don't feel that need to wash my hands that much anymore. I try not to fear those germs on a daily basis. I try not to feel like that anxiety. That being said, talking to somebody was good for me at the time, because I was able to sit there and let out how I felt, hear what the therapist would have to say to help guide me in the right direction. But I found that was really only helpful for me during that hour of speaking to that person. And then that's when I started to start this medication called Ciprolex, which helped moderate my anxiety, my OCD, and depression. It does make me have off days and good days, but for the most part, there are better days.
This adversity that you've lived with your entire life has been a motivating factor for a campaign that you've started. It's an anti-bullying campaign that deals with self-doubt and mental anxiety, and to combat these issues. So could you tell me a little bit about this campaign? It's directly to do with bullying.
Yes, it's called the Live Your Dream campaign. So what happened was, back in November of 2013, I'd actually heard of this campaign called Kind Campaign, which was Aaron Paul's wife, Lauren Paul, had actually created it and decided that I would start a campaign here in Ontario that basically deals with the same kind of thing, to raise more awareness about bullying, the long-lasting negative effects, the ways that we can prevent it in schools. I've actually contacted all the schools, public schools and high schools across Ontario, where I've offered to do anti-bullying presentations for 2 hours. It all involves a curriculum which consists of group activities, individual activities. People can stand up and apologize to those that they've hurt. People can stand up and talk to the whole school about what they've been going through and what to do next. Also, ways to deal with those who are also suffering from anxiety and depression, and how to incorporate positive activities into their daily life so that they're not brought down the way I was. Because when I was actually in public school and high school, there was nobody who actually came to the school to address bullying. So I wanted to be that change in the school system, to allow that opportunity for students to be able to branch out and stand up for who they are and what is right.
Thank you very much for sharing your story with me. I think that you're a very inspirational person for persevering through years of difficulty and turmoil. And thank you very much for sharing your story with me today.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks again for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
That was McKenna Ruddy speaking about her experience with bullying. And as you heard at the end there, she has a campaign called the Live Your Dream campaign, where she is trying to raise awareness about the harms of bullying, and she is offering her services right now to the Ontario school system to build this conversation with people in high school, elementary schools about bullying and its effects. If you want to learn more about McKenna's campaign, go to liveyourdreamcampaign.webs.com.